Single mother Jenny Ng was brutally murdered in the family home in 1982 while her 11-month-old daughter lay sleeping in a bedroom cot. Almost 36 years on to the day, her daughter does not wish to be identified, but her determination to find the killer hasn't dimmed.
As time goes past longer, we want it more. That's why we keep doing this, because we want someone to help us. It's so horrible what happened. It's so tragic.
Her two sisters, aged 8 and 9, found their 39-year-old mother's body with multiple stab wounds on the lounge room floor of their Housing Commission flat in inner city Richmond. They'd returned home for lunch from a nearby primary school. The sisters, along with Jenny's 11-year-old son, were left to be raised by grandparents.
One of my fondest memories is just things I guess we take for granted as a family. Her getting up in the morning, waking us up for school, getting us ready, preparing breakfast. It's those things that, we just take for granted every day that, I miss as a child.
Detective Inspector Tim Day of the Victorian Homicide Squad has announced $1 million reward to find her killer.
$1 million may well change somebody's life. They may hold the information and know what's relevant now. And this may motivate them to come forward. The media itself may well motivate somebody who has information and didn't realise the significance or relevance of it to now come forward even 36 years later.
Jenny's estranged husband was initially questioned over the murder but has since been ruled out as a suspect. Detectives now say the key to solving the crime is establishing the identity of a mystery man who arrived at the flat around 10:30 that morning. He was heard speaking in both Cantonese and English and left some 45 minutes later. Detective Inspector Day says tracking him down is vital.
This case is at a stage now where it does risk sliding into the abyss and forgotten forever, unless we can get some form of resolution, and hopefully the $1 million will help.
Not that a family left grieving the loss of a mother for the best part of four decades will ever forget. Her son with a question that's plagued him ever since.
We don't have an understanding of why it happened, why her, why was it as horrific as it was in those particular circumstances. So that's probably the bit that's probably the most challenging. She was a devoted mother, a very strong and independent woman who was trying to bring up a family on her own.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.